René Descartes, a French philosopher and mathematician of the early 17th century, is often referred to as the father of modern Western philosophy. His influence extends beyond the realm of abstract thought. It has shaped various dimensions of moral philosophy, and his ideas still resonate in contemporary ethical discussions. Descartes is particularly notable for his method of systematic doubt, his emphasis on reason as the path to knowledge, and his quest to establish a foundation for the sciences grounded in certainty. Among his central works, Meditations on First Philosophy stands as a cornerstone of his philosophical legacy. Written in 1641, this text delves into epistemology, the study of knowledge, and introduces the famous declaration, Cogito ergo sum, or I think, therefore I am. This assertion encapsulates Descartes' approach to understanding existence and the mind. Through systematic doubt, Descartes sought to strip away all uncertain beliefs until he reached something indubitable, a foundation upon which knowledge could be built. This inquiry into doubt leads us into the heart of his moral philosophy. In moral philosophy, Descartes is renowned for coupling his rationalist approach with notions of free will and moral agency. He posits that morality is closely associated with human reason. For Descartes, an action is morally right if it is aligned with the dictates of reason. This places reason as the guiding principle for ethics. In doing so, he distinguishes between the passions or emotions which can mislead us, and the rational will which, when exercised correctly, leads us toward ethical actions. For someone navigating the complexities of modern life, this framework encourages a reflective approach to decision-making that takes into account reason over impulsive feelings. Descartes articulates his views on morals in a context that often intersects with the ideas of emotions. He suggests that while emotions are a natural and integral part of human experience, they can cloud judgment. To illustrate this point, consider a situation involving a public official facing corruption charges. A moral course of action would involve weighing the evidence with impartiality and applying rational analysis rather than succumbing to the immediate emotional reactions of anger or fear. Such a choice exemplifies the Cartesian ideal of letting reason guide moral deliberation. Another core argument from Descartes revolves around the concept of free will. He posits that humans possess the ability to choose their actions freely, which is fundamental to moral responsibility. If one believes that every action is determined by prior causes, then it raises questions about accountability. For Descartes, the capacity to make choices is intertwined with the essence of humanity. Reflecting on a modern example, this is particularly relevant in discussions surrounding personal ethics in the age of technology. When individuals face moral dilemmas, such as deciding how to utilize information from artificial intelligence, the ability to exercise free will and reflect rationally becomes paramount in making choices that align with ethical standards. Yet, Descartes' approach is not without criticisms. A significant critique comes from the empiricist tradition, led by philosophers like John Locke and David Hume, who questioned the reliance on reason alone as the foundation for knowledge and morality. Hume, in particular, argued that moral sentiments play an essential role in guiding ethical behaviors, suggesting that emotions should not be dismissed as mere distractions from rational thought. This critique invites reflection on whether pure reason can provide a comprehensive moral framework or if human experiences and emotions must also inform our ethical decisions. The tension between reason and emotion continues to be a significant discussion in moral philosophy. Later thinkers, such as Immanuel Kant, built upon Descartes' emphasis on reason, proposing a moral system based on duty and universal laws. Kant echoed the call for reasoned ethical considerations but argued against the reliance on emotions and moral judgments, introducing the categorical imperative as a means to evaluate moral actions. This illustrates an evolution in philosophical thought, where thinkers grappled with the legacy of Descartes, grounding their ideas in rationality while acknowledging the complexities of human experience. As we navigate through the implications of Cartesian philosophy, we can see their relevance in contemporary society. Consider the development of autonomous vehicles, which poses ethical questions regarding decision-making in potentially dangerous situations. A self-driving car program to prioritize the safety of its passengers over pedestrians raises profound moral questions about agency and responsibility. Here, the Cartesian emphasis on rational deliberation could guide the programming of these vehicles, highlighting the need for ethical considerations driven by reason and forethought, even in the realm of artificial intelligence. In personal ethics, the Cartesian idea of free will and rationality suggests that individuals bear the responsibility for their choices. In a world increasingly influenced by social media and instant gratification, the challenge remains to apply reasoned decision-making rather than succumbing to the pressures of immediate emotional responses. Just as Descartes sought to cultivate a thoughtful approach to knowledge, individuals today are called to reflect on their moral choices, ensuring they align with their deeper values rather than following fleeting impulses. Uniting these threads of Cartesian thought, rationality, morality, and free will, allows for a rich engagement with the complexities of ethical life today. When we consider how Descartes' philosophy interweaves with moral reasoning, we begin to appreciate the enduring impact of his ideas. This legacy continues to shape our understanding of morality and provides a framework for assessing ethical dilemmas in a rapidly changing world. In summary, René Descartes' contributions to moral philosophy reveal a tension between reason and emotion, offering insights into human nature and moral agency. His emphasis on rationality as a guiding principle invites ongoing contemplation about how we make ethical choices both personally and collectively. As we reflect upon these ideas, we might consider how reason informs our lives, prompting us to navigate moral landscapes not just with clarity, but with intention and commitment. As we delve deeper into Descartes' moral philosophy, we encounter his stark insistence on the primacy of the self as the source of ethical reasoning. The notion of the self is integral to understanding how Descartes views moral clarity, and it invites an exploration of identity, consciousness, and the interplay between thought and existence. Descartes posits that foundational knowledge begins with the self. The act of thinking is the most immediate evidence of one's existence. This self-reflective standpoint becomes the basis for his exploration of ethical behavior. If one understands and affirms one's existence through thought, then the moral implications of one's actions can also be dissected and evaluated through reason. Connecting to the modern era, consider how issues of identity arise in fields such as political philosophy and social justice movements. The ongoing dialogues about personal identity, such as how race, gender, and digital persona shape our ethical choices, reflect a contemporary engagement with questions from Cartesian philosophy. For example, the rise of social media forces individuals to contemplate their virtual selves, redefining what identities exist and how these affect moral responsibility. Descartes supports a view of self-examination that can help individuals navigate the complexities of these identities, encouraging them to evaluate how their online actions align with their reasoned beliefs about morality. Another fundamental aspect of Descartes' moral philosophy is his contention that reason can lead us to objective truths about good and evil. This is particularly pertinent today in discussions surrounding law and justice. Take, for instance, the concept of due process in legal systems. Descartes' emphasis on rationality suggests that legal judgments should be grounded in logical reasoning and clear evidence, as opposed to arbitrary decisions driven by bias or emotional reactions. In modern courts, the ideal is that a defendant is judged based on rational discourse surrounding their actions and intentions, a principle closely resonating with Descartes' views. However, Descartes' rationalist framework also encounters significant limitations, particularly in its sidelining of emotional dimensions in moral decision-making. While his arguments embrace reason as a guiding principle, the reality of the human experience often necessitates a balance. If we think about situations in law, the application of cold logic can lead to decisions that ignore human nuances. A legal case concerning a nonviolent drug offender might illustrate this tension. A purely rational, legalistic approach could uphold harsh penalties without considering the individual's background, emotional state, or circumstances of action. This reality often calls into question whether the pure rationality Descartes advocates is sufficient to navigate the complexities of human morality. Philosophers like Thomas Hobbes and later, John Stuart Mill, would respond to Descartes by emphasizing the role of human emotion and social context in ethical deliberations. Hobbes, with his focus on the state of nature and social contracts, introduced ideas about how cooperation and mutual recognition among individuals shape moral norms. Similarly, Mill, in his utilitarian philosophy, argued that the moral value of actions should be evaluated based on their consequences, particularly in terms of happiness and the well-being of others. These critiques elucidate the need to weave emotional intelligence into moral reasoning, suggesting that to ignore feelings entirely undermines the richness of ethical lives. Moreover, the Cartesian tradition has found itself intricately connected to the emergence of existentialism in the 20th century, as thinkers like Jean-Paul Sartre took Descartes' emphasis on self-consciousness and developed it within a framework that acknowledged the weight of existential anxiety and choice. Sartre transformed Descartes' individualistic approach to emphasize the freedom that comes with recognizing one's existence, yet he also highlighted the anguish that this freedom entails. In the existential framework, freedom is not just a matter of choice but involves the acceptance of responsibility for one's actions and their consequences, a significant evolution from Descartes' more detached perspective on moral reflection. As we assess how Descartes' ideas can apply to modern dilemmas, we can also see his influence in the rapidly evolving realm of technology. For instance, the development of algorithms and artificial intelligence poses ethical challenges reminiscent of Cartesian questions of reasoning and human agency. In this context, the question arises, how should we program autonomous systems to make decisions that align with reasoned ethical standards? When coding these systems, developers must grapple with the implications of their rational frameworks, considering how algorithms prioritize decisions that impact lives. Here, Descartes' advocacy for reasoned analysis comes to the forefront, but it also necessitates a reconsideration of emotional intelligence in programming ethical decision-making. Additionally, the discourse surrounding bioethics illustrates another contemporary manifestation of Cartesian thought. When it comes to complex medical ethics, such as end-of-life decisions or genetically modified organisms, the nuances of autonomy echo Descartes' assertions about moral agency. Consider a situation where a patient faces the decision of continuing aggressive treatment or opting for palliative care. It is crucial that this decision aligns with the clarity of their reasoning about their life quality and values. In such cases, Descartes' framework can guide patients and families to engage deeply with the rational aspects of their options while simultaneously recognizing the poignant emotional weights of their preferences. Critically examining how Descartes' ideas interface with contemporary dilemmas illustrates the practical implications of his philosophy on moral reasoning. Understanding his focus on reason aids in evaluating ethical choices, but acknowledging the limitations requires us to cultivate a broader perspective that includes emotional and contextual considerations. This convergence of rationality and emotional intelligence invites modern thinkers and individuals alike to navigate ethical landscapes carefully, embracing a holistic understanding of humanity. It's also important to consider the development of ethical theories post-Descartes, such as virtue ethics revitalized in the works of philosophers like Alasdair MacIntyre. In contrast to Cartesian rationalism, virtue ethics emphasizes character development and community in moral discernment, suggesting that virtues are cultivated through relational practices. Here, the idea of the self expands beyond solitary reflections into a social network of interactions that foster moral growth. This dialogue illustrates the way Descartes' legacy has been interpreted and transformed, continuously engaging with moral questions in ever-evolving ways. As we reflect on Descartes and his impact on moral philosophy, it becomes evident that his legacy continues to resonate in contemporary moral discourses. His insistence on the power and importance of reason provides a foundation for ethical thought. Yet, it also opens the door for ongoing debates about the interplay between reason and emotion, self and society. The challenges of moral reasoning in the modern world highlight the necessity of examining our assumptions about knowledge, ethics, and decision-making. In your own life, consider how Descartes' ideals can influence your moral compass. The relationship between reason and your values might invite you to pause during instances of ethical dilemma, through recognizing when immediate emotional responses risk clouding your judgment. Embracing a reflective practice similar to Descartes could lead to stronger moral clarity as you navigate personal and societal challenges. Whether you find yourself making decisions about your career, engaging in social justice, or contemplating your relationships, Descartes' emphasis on rational deliberation could empower you to forge ethical paths enriched by thoughtful reflection. As we conclude this deep dive into Descartes, the remnants of his thought linger in the ongoing philosophical venture that explores what it means to live a moral life today. His legacy invites us not just to value rationality, but to integrate it into a mosaic of our lived experiences. As we engage with complex ethical quandaries, let us carry forward the spirit of inquiry championed by Descartes, encouraging ourselves and others to reflect deeply, consider context, and apply reason with care in our pursuit of a just and meaningful existence. Continuing our exploration of René Descartes and his impact on moral philosophy, we find ourselves at the intersection of reason, existence, and ethics, where his thoughts not only shaped his era but also set the stage for future philosophical debates. While we've touched on his viewpoint of the autonomous, reasoning self and the implications for free will, it proves essential to dive deeper into how Descartes' concepts of dualism and the subjectivity of knowledge inform our understanding of morality today. At the crux of Descartes' philosophy is the dualism of mind and body, often referred to as Cartesian dualism. This theory posits that the mind, or soul, is a distinct non-material entity separate from the physical body. This separation leads to significant implications in moral philosophy, particularly when considering issues of agency, accountability, and free will. For Descartes, the mind is the locus of thought, moral reasoning, and decision-making, whereas the body is merely the vessel through which these thoughts are expressed. This bifurcation raises questions about moral responsibility. If our actions can be viewed as products of a detached rational mind, how do we account for the physical influences that shape those actions in the world? Take, for example, the contemporary discussion surrounding addiction. Viewed through a Cartesian lens, one might argue that individuals facing addiction are primarily engaged in a conflict between their rational self and their bodily impulses. If the mind is the true agent of moral decision-making, it raises questions about the extent to which those suffering from addiction can be held morally accountable for their actions. This situation cultivates a rich dialogue about the intersections of agency, choice, and societal responsibility. Should we approach addiction primarily as a failure of the will, or as a complex interplay of psychological, biological, and social factors that diminish one's capacity for rational decision-making? Descartes' binary perspective perhaps oversimplifies a deeply ingrained issue where emotions, societal contexts, and biological constraints intermingle, challenging us to consider morality beyond the confines of rationality alone. This brings us to a critical evaluation of modern ethical frameworks that have evolved in response to the limitations of Cartesian dualism. One such framework is embodied cognition, which suggests that our cognitive processes are deeply rooted in our bodily interactions with the world. This perspective urges us to consider how our physical and emotional experiences shape our understanding of morality. For instance, when contemplating moral dilemmas, we often rely on bodily sensations, intuitive feelings that guide our choices. This turns attention to how modern philosophers and psychologists, influenced by figures such as Maurice Merleau-Ponty, challenge Cartesian dualism and advocate for a holistic understanding of human experience and moral reasoning. Furthermore, the challenge posed by Cartesian dualism has ignited discussions around the nature of consciousness itself. Could it be that consciousness and, by extension, moral reasoning involve more than just rational thought? Modern neuroscience suggests that our emotional responses, or feelings derived from our physical states, significantly influence our decisions. This bridges the divide between reason and emotion, allowing a more integrative understanding of ethical behavior. When acknowledging how emotions and bodily experiences contribute to moral judgments, we can aim for a fuller comprehension of how we navigate ethical complexities, moving beyond Descartes' more rigid binary. The insights gained from this intersection invite scrutiny of Descartes' rationalist framework, propelling debates about the efficacy and completeness of reason in moral philosophy. Many contemporary philosophers argue that leaving emotions out of the moral equation diminishes the richness of ethical discourse. The argument that emotions can serve as moral guides implies that a more comprehensive moral philosophy should accommodate both logical reasoning and emotional intelligence. This development reflects the shift towards recognizing moral psychology as a vital component in understanding ethical behavior. Consider ethical issues related to mental health. In approaching mental health from a Cartesian standpoint, one might underestimate the lived experiences of individuals grappling with conditions such as depression or anxiety. If our understanding of morality rests solely on rational analysis, many patients could be viewed as failing to exercise their free will or rational agency. Conversely, a more empathetic, emotionally informed approach acknowledges the debilitating nature of these conditions, which can impair one's ability to engage in rational decision-making. This recognition aligns with a broader ethical commitment to compassion and understanding, making it essential to incorporate emotional nuances into our moral frameworks. When one interrogates Descartes' views through this lens, it becomes evident that grappling with the emotional dimensions of moral decision-making is not simply a challenge. It is a necessity for cultivating genuine ethical discourse. Building upon these discussions of moral psychology leads us back to the roots of Cartesian thought and its historical connections to earlier philosophers. A noteworthy figure to consider is Aristotle. The ancient philosopher's work, particularly in virtue ethics, provides a counterpoint to Descartes' rationalist perspective. Aristotle emphasized character and virtue, traits cultivated through practice and social interactions, rather than the detached contemplation of reason. This recognition of the role of emotional intelligence and community in moral development contrasts sharply with Cartesian individualism. For Aristotle, the well-lived life is an expression of virtuous habits developed in tandem with societal contexts, suggesting that our moral agency is deeply relational, rather than solely rooted in rational introspection. In light of this comparison, we can discern that later thinkers, such as Friedrich Nietzsche, also critiqued Cartesian dualism and the rational-centered morality it produced. Nietzsche's provocative ideas about the will to power and the re-evaluation of values sparked a discourse about the place of individual instincts, desires, and creativity in moral philosophy. His assertion that morality is not an objective truth but rather a construct subject to reinterpretation fundamentally challenges the Cartesian certainty of rational moral truths. Nietzsche's ideas remind us that ethics is dynamic and deeply influenced by human experience, contextualizing morality within the complexities of culture and individuality. Navigating these historical connections, it becomes apparent that Descartes' influence is multifaceted, propelling foundational thought while simultaneously catalyzing critiques that broaden the understanding of morality. As we reflect on how Cartesian principles manifest in modern dilemmas, it is critical to re-examine the notion of responsibility echoing across both Cartesian philosophy and contemporary frameworks. This examination is especially relevant as we continue to confront ethical questions posed by technology, individual choice, and societal values. Technological advancements impose new ethical questions that resonate with Descartes' emphasis on reason and deliberation, pushing us to consider how we can uphold ethical standards in an increasingly complex world. The advent of artificial intelligence offers a pertinent example. As developers create algorithms that function with varying degrees of autonomy, we must grapple with the implications of these technologies for moral responsibility. Who is accountable when a machine makes a decision that results in harm? Is it the engineers who programmed the system, the corporation that implemented it, or the broader society that enabled its development? These questions echo Descartes' legacy of moral agency, transcending its roots and compelling us to engage with new forms of ethical accountability. The intersection of ethics and emerging technologies challenges us to reclaim the Cartesian commitment to reason, but it also underscores the pressing need to integrate emotional and social considerations into our understanding of moral responsibility. In crafting standards for ethical programming in artificial intelligence, it is crucial to deeply consider how decisions impact society, explore diverse perspectives, and account for the emotional repercussions of automated choices. The complexity of these choices compels us to seek consensus among stakeholders while ensuring that moral reasoning is both rigorous and empathetic. In the realm of bioethics, similar themes emerge as we navigate challenging questions about the boundaries of medical interventions. As advancements in genetic engineering and reproductive technologies reshuffle the contours of life, we find ourselves grappling with moral quandaries that extend far beyond mere calculations of risk and benefit. Here, the Cartesian ideal of rationality intertwines with more profound existential concerns about identity, autonomy, and the intrinsic value of human life. Informed ethical discourse in this arena must integrate insights drawn from both Descartes and his critics, offering an expansive understanding of choice that honors the rational deliberation while embracing the emotional dimensions of those involved. Ultimately, elements of Descartes' thought continue to inspire reflection on our ethical lives, encouraging us to examine our own relationships with reason, agency, and moral clarity. As you consider your ethical approach amidst the complexities of modern dilemmas, think about how much you rely on rational deliberation. Are there moments where the immediate emotional impulses cloud your judgments? How might that capacity to think freely and to reflect upon your existence align or conflict with the pressures of societal norms? In navigating these tensions, Descartes' insistence on rigorous examination serves as both a guide and a challenge. He invites us to cultivate the self through reason, yet we are reminded that the self is also situated within contexts that influence our moral judgments. Balancing the Cartesian focus on rationality with the emerging fields of emotional and relational ethics may lead to a more integrated practice in ethical consideration. As you contemplate these ideas, consider how Descartes' emphasis on the reflective, reasoned self may encourage a deeper engagement with your moral landscape. How might you practice articulating your values more clearly, allowing reason to inform your choices? And in doing so, how might you invite your emotions into the dialogue, creating a richer, more nuanced understanding of your ethical engagement with the world? In closing this exploration of Descartes and his enduring legacy on moral philosophy, we are left with a compelling reminder. The journey of ethical inquiry is ongoing, rooted in a foundational dialogue that threads through history yet remains dynamically relevant to contemporary life. Through reflection and engagement with both reason and emotion, we elevate our moral understandings, driven by a commitment to navigate the complexities of our ethical existence with intention and care.